In the news today, Tasmania Today with John Fabris and the world according to Phil and John.
Football chat to begin with here this morning. Phil Shaw. Hello, Phil.
Yes, John. Good morning.
Heath Shaw has spoken about his gambling suspension, suggesting that it hit him right between the eyes. He couldn't believe when he heard the sort of penalty that was going to be unfolded. Pretty harsh, wasn't it?
To be honest, I didn't think I'd miss any football. I thought I might get a fine or something like that. When the number 14 weeks got thrown up at the start, I nearly fell off my chair. It was sort of tough, and I thought, oh, geez, that's a long time. And then it went down to 8, and I thought, that's a long time as well.
Again, over the top, I think, with that penalty.
The AFL, Eddie copped it on the chin and so did the football club. They didn't want to go on with it. They just copped the 8 weeks knowing he'd be back for the finals. But the AFL were making a monstrous stance on this gambling thing. They were going to nip it in the bud now before any of it got completely out of hand, because it had been dribbling along for a few years with little gambling sojourns from players along the way. So, bang, they hammered it. Heater was the one that copped it in the neck. He was flabbergasted. We're all flabbergasted, but he's only got a week to serve now, so nearly all over. The hurt and pain is nearly finished for the Pies for him.
And Collingwood have some other issues this morning that might be getting a few fans offside. Tell us more.
All know Daisy Thomas accepted two matches instead of three for an early plea, so he misses this week's grand final replay, a lot of prelude, not a replay, against the Cats. Although I'm not sure it's going to be all that spectacular a game of footy. We shall see. He'll miss that one, and he'll also miss the first final against the West Coast Eagles. Meanwhile, Nicky Maxwell, the captain, has declared he'll be back for the finals after his busted thumb. So he's raring to go and on the back page of the little paper. If not this week, he may even be back for the Geelong game. Interestingly, the AFL are talking about the first final, the Collingwood versus West Coast final, in a fortnight's time, at the Docklands. I don't know why. I haven't actually latched on to why, but all I know is that Collingwood finished on top of the ladder, and there's a bit of a hue and cry around the football media about this one, and coming out on the side of the Magpies, who finished top and have earned a home final, basically, which would be at the MCG. Apart from the fact that the Docklands holds 50,000 and the G holds 100, who knows why? There might be some contractual stuff going on, or the availability of the G due to other finals. I don't quite know why, but Collingwood versus the Eagles at the Docklands, I don't know about that one, Johnny.
Perhaps underselling, too. You could probably fill the MCG with 100,000 people to see it.
Well, there wouldn't be 100,000, perhaps. I don't think the West Coast people would travel that much, but certainly I think you'd get 80,000, and they'd all be nearly all Collingwood supporters, I suppose. Eddie's come out, and he's working very hard to get it at the G's. Eddie normally gets what he wants business-wise. Let me tell you about Acker. Now, Acker's come out in favour of Brendan returning to the big stage.
Well, there is a vibe around him. We'd spoken a couple of days ago about Brendan Favola and his chances now at an AFL return.
He said that he will settle for the minimum wage. I know that there's been a lot of to-ing and fro-ing about the price that Brendan would put on his head. And I think that the world, according to Phil and John, was of the opinion that Brendan would cop the minimum wage, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that's what we were talking about. He would just wants to get back in, prove himself. And I reckon, look, I really do think he'll get a go, although I think the Fremantle captain was a little scathing, wasn't he, overnight?
Yes, he was. Pavlich not too keen on Brendan Favola, and these comments, pretty hard. He certainly lays it on the line.
I would say it's an extreme long shot, given that our recruiting policy, certainly in the past, has been about getting high-quality citizens and also people who are young and talented, and I'm not necessarily sure if it fits all those brackets at the moment.
Did that come out right? Boy.
Talk about standing on top of the moral high ground, Pav.
Oh, dear.
Good heavens. Well, we know he is a bit of a model citizen, I suppose. But it's not exactly what his coach thinks. Mark Harvey was asked about Brendan Favola's opportunity to return to the AFL, and he didn't rule it out. I think I can quote this. It's an interesting choice, isn't it? He's playing quite well, Harvey said, when he was queried about the possibility of Fremantle picking up the Fevs.
Well, Pavlich has certainly killed any seed germinating there, because it sounds like he, as captain of Fremantle, is not keen. You couldn't, in all honesty, bring over a player that the captain is basically ruling out.
Guess what? The coach is the ace in the pack, the captain's the king, and the ace is bigger than the king. Simple as. Bang, I trump you. If they want Fev, they'll have Fev. And it doesn't matter what Pav thinks.
Well, would he move over to the West, though?
Of course he would.
Do you think?
He'd go anywhere. He's already said he'd go anywhere.
Oh.
He wants to get back in. He wants to prove himself, and he wants to go out a winner. A bit like Cousins, I suppose. Got a fair bit to prove, and why not? There's no query on the fact that he can play. Whether he can play the modern game as a key forward, we shall see, but he needs a crack at it.
And to say we look at younger players, he's only 30. It's not like he's in a walking frame about to go to Shady Pines retirement home. Goodness.
Yeah, but he's a big-bodied player, and he's been around for about 12 years, and he's missed a fair bit of footy. So maybe, looking on the bright side, this year may have freshened him up body-wise. Who knows?
More than likely. Football action here for a Wednesday morning on The World According to Phil and John. We'll be talking TV in about an hour's time with Phil Shaw.
Tasmania Today with John Fabris, 1300 883 557.